I'd like to convey to Mr. Steiner our sincere thanks for this very vibrant and encouraging message and assure him of ICAO's continued cooperation with UNEP. I now invite Ms. Odutola, Director of Air Transport Bureau, to make her opening remarks. Ms. Odutola, please, floor is yours.
Oh, thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And may I join the Dean of Council in welcoming you all to Montreal and to this event, the third of its kind. It gives me great pleasure indeed to address this colloquium and share with you my vision of the role of ICAO in addressing the environmental impact of aviation in general and of the greenhouse gas emissions of aircraft affecting climate change in particular. Over the years, ICAO has made remarkable achievements in tackling complex environmental issues. And today, however, I would like to focus not on what we have achieved in the past, but where we must go in the future. The starting point for such a discussion is the three interdependent environmental goals set by ICAO. First of all, limit or reduce the number of people affected by significant aircraft noise, limit or reduce the impact of aircraft engine emissions on local air quality, and limit or reduce the impact of aviation greenhouse gas emissions on the global climate. In order to meet these goals, ICAO must continue to follow an information-based decision-making process. This is in line with the concept of having environmental impacts of aviation properly identified and reasonably quantified so that appropriate measures can be put in place to limit or reduce them. Information is therefore the key to meeting environmental challenges of today. Scientific and technical data, which is as accurate as possible as well as agreed, is essential to developing forward-looking solutions. Such technical information on aviation emissions and their impacts on local air quality as well as global climate must therefore form the basis of all measures. We must ensure that the latest developments, findings and trends are considered in all our deliberations on how best to address aviation's environmental impacts. As we move forward, we must emphasize this role of ICAO and provide information and guidance in order to facilitate actions by the states as well as the aviation industry. Furthermore, we must continue to enhance ICAO's statistical and methodological capabilities and establish the necessary agreements so that data published by ICAO is recognized and globally accepted as the authoritative information on all aspects of aviation, including its emissions, to the benefit of the 190 member states and all others requiring such information. Accurate methods and mechanisms of monitoring, reporting, and verification of data will be essential, and the cooperation of ICAO member states is of utmost importance in this endeavor. With the support of the Committee on Aviation Environmental Protection, CAPE, we must continue to pursue concrete measures to address environmental concerns, emphasizing the use of technological solutions while continuing to explore other options. In that regard, ICAO must continue to adopt standards and develop technological and operational guidance on aviation environmental issues in general, and those related to climate change in particular. We must continue to challenge aviation by setting goals on GHG similar to those that we have enabled, that have enabled the tremendous progress made with respect to NOx and noise. And we should therefore expect the same in relation to fuel-borne technology. With the progress made so far in this area, I also envisage aviation leading the transport sector in the deployment of alternative fuels that will produce a reduced life cycle impact on the atmosphere. Together with technology, operational measures are imperative to achieving our objectives, and ICAO must take the lead in ensuring the environmental benefits of CNS ATM systems implementation at the global and regional level are obtained, and continue to develop and promote the use of improved operational practices. Advancements in this area are already being made, yet we must better structure this activity by developing better quantification methods, including specific environmental goals and timelines, in addition to the technological and operational measures to attain our environmental goals above. ICAO has been exploring possible market-based measures that could be used. CAPE 8 resulted in publication of several documents exploring market-based measures to mitigate aviation emissions, and the issue concerning such measures will be reviewed further at the upcoming ICAO Assembly next September. Further work in this area will require working with other organizations within the aviation sector, as well as with a wider array of stakeholders, including financial and energy sectors. Even more international cooperation will be essential to ensure ICAO remains responsive to its member states' evolving needs in this area. As the Global Forum for Pursuing Aviation Environmental Issues, ICAO brings together the best technical expertise, viewpoints of member states, representatives from the aviation and aerospace industries, and other international organizations. We must therefore reconcile differing viewpoints from states under a harmonized global approach. We must also coordinate our efforts with other UN-assisted organizations such as the IPCC, the UNFCCC, the UNEP, and the World Meteorological Organization to further develop our understanding of aviation emissions, environmental impacts, and to define the most appropriate mitigation measures. I have highlighted only a few options being considered by ICAO to mitigate the environmental impacts of aviation emissions. And to reach our goals, we must continue to explore all possible environmental mitigation measures and focus particularly on the global climate change challenge. The vision I've shared with you this morning is only possible through global cooperation. And as the director of the Air Transport Bureau, within which the environmental branch is located, I can assure you of ICAO's Secretariat's commitment to provide the support required to facilitate this global cooperation. Only by working together through ICAO and with the states and international organizations and the scientific community and with the necessary resources can we transform this vision into reality. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.